previously on Hippo Juice.
All right, going to number two here on the list of zero stars, zero rated Netflix movies is Staying Alive from 1983.
Oh, that was a sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed it was. Sylvester Stallone's follow-up to Saturday Night Fever starring John Travolta was struggling to stay alive among critics.
I get it.
It was named by Entertainment Weekly as the worst sequel ever. While the
this was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, I think, isn't Travolta here, John? Can he tell us about this?
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, look at my hair. I mean, I had such a good success doing Grease. I was like, hey, if I can do one dance number, I can do a bunch of them, let alone a single.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. Their number to call in is 954-573-2780. We had a little technical difficulty there in the beginning, but I think
we had a whoops-a-daisies.
I think we took care of it. I hope we took care of it.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, it was just a mess. It was a mess.
It was a hot mess. We had two separate issues going on.
Yeah, and now they're telling me Ed Cass is low. I'm just trying to figure everything out, guys. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
We haven't had a technical fuck up in a while. Remember, like in the early days,
yeah.
We had them all the time.
We had a video and an audio fuck up today. Our video stream isn't recording what we wanted to, and our audio cables were bad, and we couldn't hear each other. Oh my goodness, what a mess!
Yeah, it really was kind of a mess. Anyway, though, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You
think half hour late, but we're good.
Think it has to do with the day-long thunderstorms we've been having today after no rain?
Yeah. I think it has to do with the fact that today's Star Wars Day, and I didn't know that was a thing until about 20 minutes ago.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. Very, very, very exciting times.
That's a big event here in Orlando because Disney owns Star Wars, so they have, like, Star Wars Days.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a whole, like, to-do.
It's this whole thing, yeah.
They're like, hey, come check out Star Wars Land that we're building.
Hey, who are you two people talking right now? I don't even know who you are.
You don't know who we are.
Well, no. I'll tell you. My name is Giddy Up Royce Lopez, and this here's my cowgirl.
Well, howdy, partners.
Marie Sidesaddle Lopez.
I just got a wedgie in my britches.
And I'm joined by Buckaroo Joel Van Wingerden.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
I love cake more than anything.
More than pie?
More than pie. I like cake.
I like cake too. But I don't like cake. I just like cake.
So.
That makes sense.
Got
Big
it.
Fan of that band.
Not a fan of the food. Fan of the band.
Anyway.
All right. Top two favorite cakes. I'm switching up lists now.
Two?
I do two. Yeah.
No, that's not a list. That's
cheese. Cheesecake.
No, you always usually have to go with either 5, 10, or 3. I'm going with 2.
I guess peanut butter chocolate would be 1 for me.
Peanut butter chocolate cake? Ew.
What? Don't ew me, you motherfucker.
No, I'm allowed to ew anything I want. That's ew.
Why?
It just sounds like ew.
Why, though?
Because cake's supposed to be fluffy and or cheese.
Or fluffy cheese.
You're not making any sense right now, Dutch. I'm sorry.
I would say number one for me is the band, number two, cheesecake, even though I can't eat it because I'm lactarded. Which I developed later in life.
Hey, Royce, can you boost Ed Cast a little bit more?
Are you fucking serious?
I think it's as loud as it goes.
Oh. Well, that's just... Sorry. I got a DM from Mitch, our other producer.
Make it as loud as you can.
Now Mitch is saying that it's low. First he said it was fine. Now he's saying it's not. Make up his goddamn mind.
I think she's reading something old because I saw him in the chat room as well.
But he just said it to me in a private Facebook message.
I'm like, get bigger.
I was watching him type it.
Yeah, scroll to the right.
And then it gets too loud, and then it's its whole thing. And
this whole episode of Hippo Juice is just its own thing. Now
riddled with shit.
It's too loud in the recording now. The fucking fix it.
Yeah, Mitch.
It's going to echo if I don't. See, I don't win. I don't fucking win.
I'm a fan of pound cake.
Why?
Because it goes well with coffee. What,
is someone playing a video?
No.
Nope. That was me not stopping my music and I just started playing the next song. Sorry.
What a dum-dum.
I apologize.
You're too busy worried about pound cake.
Let's add this to the
list
of everything.
I don't know. I'm not a big cake fan like at all. Like I like cheesecake. I like pies. I like cookies and brownies. Cake is just whatevs. Oh, Mall I guess. Says, oh, red velvet cake. I do like that one.
That is good. Mall says cookie cake.
Confetti cake. Yeah. Cake is good. I like that one too.
I'm a fan of wedding cake. I don't know why, but wedding cake is always the best.
Well, that's because you're just happy to be eating free cake.
And making money if I'm DJing it.
Right. So it just tastes better that way. But wedding cake could be any flavor. Wedding cake is not a flavor. Wedding cake is a location of a cake.
Right.
But not a flavor.
Every cake I've ever had at a wedding has always been amazing.
Okay, but they're all different. My own cupcake tree had 6 different flavors of cake in it.
They did, and that was really good cupcakes, too.
You're welcome. It's because I can't choose cake. And so I was like, I just want a bunch of them and let other people choose. I don't care.
Right.
That's the best way to do it. Because someone's going to like chocolate, and someone's going to want something vanilla, and then someone else is going to want like Royce, like peanut butter or something. You can't win.
Yeah.
And then I had a funfetti cake on the top tier. The whole top tier was just a funfetti cake.
I wonder what Mitch and Cher are doing for their wedding cake.
Probably, I don't
God
know.
God damn it, I love weddings.
They're just the best.
They're fun.
Except they're very expensive, even as a guest.
Okay, so I'm interviewing to be a DJ, because that's the thing now.
I'm interviewing a vampire.
So. I have to interview for this people. They got referred to me from a wedding that I've done in the past. It was one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And you know, she gave out my number to this couple. And so they're, from all indications, they're super religious.
Oh, boy.
Mm. So I need to go to one of those super religious weddings again. But
those aren't as fun.
I'm going to make a... they're not. I love a good drunk wedding.
Yes. I like it when one person gets too drunk at the wedding. That's
it's always
member,
one of the brothers of somebody.
Where they start taking off their clothes and their tie. And they just get sloppy and sweaty.
Saying how they really feel about the person that he or she is getting married to.
Right.
Hi, John.
Hi.
It's always fun like when you see like the people who get up and do when they have the open mic toasts. Like throughout the night, you can just go up and say whatever you want. And then you get the brother of either the bride or the groom.
Well, that's
get up
just
and say
dangerous.
What he really thinks about the other person.
You shouldn't allow that. That's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea, but I've seen it and I love it. Every time I find out they have an open mic toast thing, I'm like, oh, yes, yay. This is awesome. One guy, I think I told you guys the story. This one guy got up and started bashing. So it was the brother of the bride gets up and starts going, you know, your ex-boyfriend's fucking, that one Asian guy you did, he was an asshole. And he just started going off about how much he didn't like Asian people.
Oh, dear.
And everybody just kind of got...
Were there any Asians in the audience?
No, there wasn't, fortunately. But I was just sitting here just kind of going, oh, my God, I am what the... And I saw, like, the bride and the group kind of, like, just did that uncomfortable plastic smile, like, hey, thanks, Brandon.
That just screams the wedding singer opening scene from that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, it's that movie. She just like grabs a guitar and just starts to try to play it.
Yeah. I'm a person too, goddammit, Pop. I'm a person too.
You really haven't seen Wedding Singer all the way through?
Not all the way through. I've seen snippets here and there.
It's one of Adam Sandler's better movies.
I would agree. It's one of his top 5.
That's like saying that I took one of my better shits yesterday.
No, no, no. See, we've always said it. We could rag on current Adam Sandler, but old school Adam Sandler was good.
Yeah. But not old school Adam Sandler. There's a movie he did when he first started out called Overboard, and that was awful.
Come to the back of the boat!
You did that on purpose.
He agrees. And no, I didn't do that on purpose. Me and John just have really good timing.
Yes, we do.
Watch, we finish each other's
sandwiches.
Sentences.
I was going to say sandwiches.
Of course you guys were going to say sandwiches.
What?
You guys are dicks.
I want a sandwich. Sandwiches are the best.
Top five.
Oh, my God, with your list.
Six sandwiches go.
I'm done with your list. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Pastrami on rye.
BLTs.
Cheese steak. And,
oh, no. Steaks go at the top. Cheese steaks are always at the top.
More than a pastrami?
Well, I'm from Philadelphia, so I probably don't. I probably have a slight skew in my bias, so.
I got this thing that whenever I travel out of state and I go somewhere.
Top four states you ever traveled to, go.
Stop it.
Jesus Christ.
Just your favorite states that you've been to?
Yeah. Speaking of weddings, I didn't get a chance to tell my wedding stories last night.
I know, and you're welcome, audience.
There was more?
All right. What did
yeah,
you
there was, actually.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Where did you go? Where was the wedding at?
It was in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Okay. Well, first off, it's Bodymore Murderland is how you pronounce it correctly. But yes, would you have fun? Where were you going for? Fun wedding?
No, I had fun. It was my friend Mark. He was getting married, and he was insistent that I come up and be there to witness him getting married off.
Right.
And without me even asking, when he picked me up from the airport, he's like, oh, just let you know there'll be a couple single ladies there. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, go get my dick wet.
Oh, don't see when you say things like "gonna get my dick wet."
No, that's it. That was in my head.
Oh, okay, okay, say okay. It that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
I'm not a savage.
Fair.
He's go a ahead. Savage garden.
So, prior to the
Richard Pryor.
like I purposely went to Men's Warehouse like weeks beforehand.
Oh, because you were gonna like the way you looked.
I guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
Okay, go ahead.
So like,
never go back there again.
You know, to look all nice and Rico Suave for the ladies, if there was going to be any.
If there were going to be any.
Well, Mark told you there was going to be three.
Yeah.
I don't fucking trust Mark. But
so okay. So how was it like one of those super religious weddings? Like I'm about to go to.
Yeah, it was holy shit! It went into this. So the actual wedding took place in a church, and. Bro, this was like they go through the organ to bring everybody in and everything, and then the priest did his whole sermon thing about it.
His whole song and dance.
Yeah,
are they Catholic?
His whole hoobity doobity.
Yeah, they are Catholic.
Oh God, that's the worst.
But this is fucked up. Mm-hmm. Is because you know they do he does his little like prayer.
Jesus
thing.
This and God that.
Yeah, and then he asked the ring bearer to present the rings and then the bride and groom to come over. Well, actually, no, before
ring
that, they had
Paul
the
bearer.
They had the mom of the bride and the mom of the groom say a sermon or a prayer. And then they went and they lit a candle. And then once they lit the two candles on fire, then the guy, the priest, you know, presents the ring to them and they do the whole spiel to have it to hold in sickness and health and all that crap. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like, okay, they're married. But then they go into more prairie and more
prairies?
Like, yeah, they go into
there
like
were
more
prairie
prayers.
Dogs at the wedding?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
They go into more prayers and all. And in my head, I'm thinking,
yeah, dude,
they already got married. Where's the kiss?
Wait, is this your first Catholic wedding?
I guess so. Because
dude, they take forever.
You guys haven't.
It was like a play. There was like act one, act two, because then they grab like a flower. They got to go present the flower to the Virgin Queen Mary of like fertility. And then
so anyway,
they had
to take both
candles and light them both on fire to release the Megazord.
No, that's not. First off, you fell asleep and were dreaming of Power Rangers. That's what it happens to the best of us. Now, did you get your dick wet? That's like the question everyone's worried.
That's
really.
What I'm fucking pissed off about.
Oh,
so,
okay. No.
So you
how
did.
Strike out?
Oh, so there was this
Scott,
fat
was
mess
so
that like, had like, all
I
the confidence in the world
it.
And doesn't give a shit if he's going to be a creeper or not.
Okay.
He starts macking on this one girl. I'm like, perfect.
Macking?
I didn't like that girl anyway. I liked her friend.
Macking?
Yeah, he gives her a big mac.
Pause for a second. 1992, John. Nobody says
what do you
macking
want me to
anymore.
Call it then?
Hitting on. Everybody says hitting on.
Hitting on.
Return of the Mac. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hitting on this one girl. I'm like, oh, great. Cool. He wasn't. He didn't want to fucking. He didn't want to go after this other thing. And then this bitch pulls a fucking Ryan Lopez and like says, you know what? I don't like this.
That
girl.
Wasn't even clever. You just said his name. You weren't even trying.
All right. So he pulls an R. Lopez.
Too late now. Don't even fucking try to fix it now.
I'm not trying. I'm not.
Fine. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
So then he like, you know what? I like this other girl. So after he was like putting the moves on this other girl,
putting
he
the
starts
moves.
Like. He starts hitting on this other girl, creeping None them both the fuck out.
John, did John, question just real quick. It is a little off topic, but did you finish learning slang in 1999? Like, is that where you go, that's it? This is all the slang I need for the rest of my life?
My excuse for that is that I've never really had any much, like, female interaction in high school because I was focused on sports.
Yo, girl, they call me.
I didn't have any distractions.
Yo, girl, they call me Mr. Boombastic.
Semi-fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm like,
the boxes as a Mr. Romantic.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, you know, whatever. I'm like talking to, you know, like friends of his and everything. And then
John, what were you trying to do to get?
I was going
to
say you're
focusing you're talking
a lot
about
on the
another
other guy.
I don't care.
Well, what
out.
I did was I
fuck that guy.
Not only did I get a second drink to be like, here, I got you a drink.
I came in the wedding cake.
The other thing was I went, I mentioned yesterday about the dancing. I was going to like show her my sick ass dance moves.
Question.
Right. That's
question, John. Open bar?
Yeah, of course it was open bar.
Well, no, you say of course, but you would be surprised.
That's interesting. A Catholic wedding with an open bar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. With Catholic weddings, it's
and
about
they had
50-50.
Top shelf liquor, too. It wasn't like plastic bottles.
Okay, so did you show her the dance moves, and did she reject them?
She didn't even notice them because the friend that he originally was hitting on pulled her outside to avoid the guy. So they never got to see my dance moves.
So and, you wanted to use your dance moves to hit on some women or one woman, and someone else pulled her out because she was getting hit on by somebody else she didn't want to be hit on. Bye.
Yeah, and that girl ended up being a cunt because we went because after the reception, they all met up at this bar that was by the hotel that we were all staying at, and those two girls came there. Uh-oh. So I finally got to, you know, formally introduce myself. I introduced myself to the girl I really liked.
Question.
And then I introduced myself to the girl in the green, uh-huh. And the girl in the, and then her friend was like, hi, yeah.
You should have said, please let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
Pronounced with an umpty. Yeah.
Yeah, pronounced with an umpty.
That probably would have worked.
Damn it.
Now, so you didn't get to have sex with her in a Burger King bathroom, but.
No, because he became like this leering little like bitch, like following her everywhere, like almost going and following her over to the bathroom and shit like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
To the point that like everyone was like trying to tell him to like back the fuck off, but then they ended up like
fucking. Hold on, Maul says John pulled out his wallet and showed his cosplay pics. Here I am dressed as Star Fox twerking. Did that work?
No.
By the way,
so basically, I understand what you're saying. Like you're especially at a wedding, if one person creeps everyone else out, it's kind of hard to put any kind of moves on because they've already had a sour taste in their mouth from just creepy dudes.
Exactly. And this guy was a fucking asshole 2 days prior because, all right, let me ask a question to everybody here. Let's say,
please let me introduce myself.
I like my funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy.
Okay. All right, let's say, okay, there's a big social gathering. All your friends are at a bar. And one guy shouts out, hey, let's all do shots. Shots, 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 shots. All right.
Right.
Brings over 7 shots. Okay, now my question to you and everybody listening is when that motherfucker calls out 7 shots, does he pay for all 7 shots?
Yes.
Or do you,
yes.
Okay. This motherfucker.
To, absolutely. Joking aside, that's if you call out for shots, then you said that's
and
that's
if
implying.
You don't want to pay for it, be like, hey, I want to do a shot. Who else is going to want to do a shot? That
exactly.
means I'm paying for mine.
Right.
But if you say, who wants shots, because you're offering. You say,
exactly.
who wants, that's offering. So
it is incredible.
Say, hey, I want to do a shot. Who wants to do one with
it's
me?
It's incredibly presumptuous of you to order somebody else's drink and then make them pay for it.
All right. Yes. So this motherfucker put 5 shots on my tab. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Whose shots are these? like, oh, he said that he told me to put all, you know, like everyone's shots on the receipt. I look at him, I go,
shit.
Dude, I didn't want these shots.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
That guy's
you offered them to me.
Wait
and
a minute.
He's looking at me like with its fucking shitty.
I thought these were going to be 3-hour shots. They were going to be 12.
Wait a minute, though. There was an open bar.
No. This was like 2 days before.
Oh.
So. Okay, so
no,
yeah, that's
this. Not only did he do that, but then he cock blocked and fucked it up for me trying to get my fucking dick wet. Because the last time I went to Baltimore,
hold on. But did you pay for the shots?
She already swiped everyone's cards.
Holy shit! So you actually ended up. Did you talk to the guy? Did you do?
Yeah, I go, hey,
like, hey, bro, not cool.
What the fuck? Yeah, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this, man? Because I specifically went to him because I really wasn't feeling any shots. You know, I was like, dude, no, man, I'm good. I'm good on shots. Like, no, I mean shots. And it's like, all right, fine. He's paying. Fuck, he's insistent shots.
That's pretty fucked up, dude. But that's a bad bartender too. Because
Yeah. You
don't just take someone's word. You go, hey, this guy said, is that okay? Because that's the way it would. Then you go, yes
or
no.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's a shitty bartender, too.
Yeah, it's not a good bartender.
Well, she wasn't even a bartender. She was a server.
So that's it?
It doesn't matter. It's still not okay to make somebody else order for you.
Did he say anything to you, John?
He couldn't get. He's like, oh, whatever. Like,
I'll get you at the next place or at least try to cover face? Or was he trying to make it seem like.
Absolutely not.
Oof. Oh, my God.
Oof. This guy's not. I mean, I'm not, you know,
an asshole.
It's pretty shitty that these are the guys that, you know, when they get beat up, they probably sue you too, you know.
I would like to move.
You're the ones who start the fight.
I would like to move back for a second here, and I can tell John is quite heated with the whole weekend, maybe being slightly of a disappointment, but I don't feel like your story warranted the women being called a cunt at this point.
Yeah, why were they awful? No, because they got turned off.
No, well, like that's the thing. I didn't know what the situation was, and I was being, you being cordial to people that you're meeting for the first time. But like, she was just dismissive right off the bat because she, the way I took it as, she thought I was trying to get into her pants as well.
But you were.
I'm sorry.
Not the one that was being a cunt. The other one, she was happy, excited. She was like, oh, hey.
I'm sorry. I just want to know. Did you fucking punch this? Because at this, I'm angry.
Really wanted to, but at the same time, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to get thrown to Baltimore jail.
Well, and also it's too late for a wedding. It's like,
you know what? That's fair. You don't want to sit in a
buddy, not for this asshole.
You don't want to be that guy.
I let him know that I was up, like pretty fucking pissed. Right. I'm sure he didn't fucking care.
No, it sounds like this guy is not the guy that cares.
He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing though: is a good, especially at a wedding, if you're going to be hitting on chicks or macking, as you like to say, you have to overcome that kind of shit. I mean, there's going to be idiots anywhere you go.
Yeah, it's not
In fact, would you like to see a picture of him? Because there was a photo that I was tagging on Facebook. So.
I would just like to say I am all for calling women out for being bitches when they are, but I still don't hear.
Still haven't figured out
John,
she was a bitch.
Question: do you have this gentleman's phone number? Out of curiosity,
I think I might have had his phone number because it was in one of those group texts. But you know how my views are with group texts; I fucking hate them.
Yeah. It's somebody's cable sounding really weird. But you don't have his number. But if you have his number, I mean, we're happy to call him right now in friendly conversation.
Yeah, be like, hey, did you know?
Hey, dude,
if I had the number, abso-fucking-lutely.
So no, well, the answer was
hold on. Here's what you do for the rest of the show. The only thing that you need to do is track this guy down so we can have a little chit chat with him. So either text your friend and say, hey, who is a fat guy or whatever, and then you'd be like, you know, do you have his number? I want to talk to him about something real quick.
It's not going to be a problem for me to do that if you really want me to.
Yes, sure. I really want you to.
I
want to
get on the mindset of somebody who offers.
You think you're going to.
When you say, hey, who wants shots, even if he didn't put it all on your tab, even if he didn't take the full brunt of that offering and then had everybody have those shots. Because I've done it before at the end of the night where I'm looking at him like, oh, okay. He basically told the bartender, oh, I'm not taking all those shots. You have to divvy those up to people who took them.
Royce, I just sent it to you like messenger.
Oh, you're an asshole. So.
I just sent you the photo, Royce.
Oh, the photo. Okay. Which guy?
Yeah, he's the one in the bright green polo shirt.
All the way on the right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Well,
I
guess he is a civilian. Are we putting him in the chat room?
Yeah,
he's
a civilian. So what? But
go right the fuck ahead.
The thing is, it's social media. Post it on Facebook. It's public. It's public domain once it's on Facebook, dude. We can do whatever we want.
Oh, God, dude. He looks like one of those guys.
The guy on the way to the right. For those who aren't listening live, listening via podcast, let's try to explain this guy to you.
John.
The guy.
Well, of course, John is wearing a fucking Serena Williams shirt.
The guy that John's referring.
Everybody else is out, and there's one guy's in a suit, the other guy's in a button-up collar. We got John in a Nike wife beater.
Yeah, John, why are you wearing a wife beater?
Blue wife beater.
Here's the reason why. Okay,
shirt.
Let him explain himself.
The groom is the one wearing the John Cena hat, the red baseball cap.
Yeah.
Because he had a WWE themed wedding.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He mentioned to me before I came up. I asked him how the weather was, and he's like, "Oh, dude, it's great. It's been 80 degrees like every day." I'm like, "Sweet." So I packed my suitcase accordingly, and then as I'm making my way to the airport, he sends me screenshot of like the weather. And it's like all in like the mid to lower.
Okay, but
40s.
It doesn't explain why you're.
Explain why you bought that shirt in the first place. That's what I'm making.
Forget
fun of you
the
about.
Shirt. I don't care about the shirt.
You're making
why?
Fun of me because of the tank.
No
top?
One's making
terrible tank top.
What do you mean, dude? I use it to work out in.
Listen, that's fine. But the point is, let's say you work out with it. Why are you wearing it at a wedding? I think is what we're trying to understand.
No, I'm not wearing it at a wedding. This was
a couple days before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the days prior, man.
Okay, I'm sorry because everyone seems to be dressed up.
You can wear that to work out in, but going out for a night of drinking with the boys, no.
Well, in all fairness, it was a bar like across the street. It wasn't like going downtown.
All right, we're losing focus. Back to the guy that tried to put the shots on John's thing. Okay, to explain the guy, I would say he's about what, in his early 40s. If you had to guess his age,
I think he's in his like late 30s.
He looks younger than 40.
All right, late 30s. Let's say mid late 30s. He's got boobs. He's got like a spare tire.
Man boobs, oh, love handles.
He looks like John Goodman's son.
Right. He has a beard.
He has the curly arm hair.
Right.
Oh, ew. Yeah. Is he Italian? Yeah, he's got to be Italian.
I think so. He lives in Tennessee.
Shiny gold watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Italian.
Very short beard. Where it's like he keeps it buzzed.
All right, I just sent a text message to Mark to see if I can get his phone number.
He looks like...
I don't think he's Italian. His last name does not look it.
He looks like he golfs only for the drinking.
Right.
Oh, right, like me.
Like, he doesn't know how to play the sport, but he wants to go out with his buddies, so he just drinks and drives the golf cart.
As much as I want to call him when we get the number... I honestly think if I could have the patience, it would be better to hold on to that number and give it to Joe Coletta.
Oh,
because
okay.
I believe Joel recorded for us, and I think it'll be way
that
funnier.
But at the same time, I think I really want to break down like, hey, did you say who wants shots? And you're aware that when you say that, you're offering people shots. Like That's more the shit I want to get.
Yeah, you're right, but I get that.
It's going to be a he said, she said.
But I think it's going to be funnier, and I'm for radio, at least my opinion. I know what you mean, Dutch. I'm with you, too.
Joe is a great third party.
But Joe, listen, I had him handle...
He's very good at what he does.
Yeah, I'm okay. John, acquire the number. We'll take care of it. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm on.
So this guy basically is doing the whole... He looks
first
like
of all, no one that old... Because if he looks like he's at least my age, if not older.
He has a problem with this guy.
No one at that age needs to say, who wants to do shots? Like at that point, no. It's, you want a beer?
That's true. Like I haven't ordered shots. I can't remember the last time I've gone to do shots.
But wedding
I was actually
time.
Introduced to Baltimore's signature beer drink. It's called a Botini.
Oh.
Basically, it's a beer glass with their local beer. It's called National Bohemian.
Natty Ice.
Natty Bo rules, dude.
And then like a margarita, how you rim the glass with salt, you
and
use Old Bay.
I don't know if I would like that. That sounds disgusting.
And that is called a Botini.
That sounds
it
disgusting.
It always sounds bad until you take them, and then you're like, that's probably
and then it's really bad.
No.
What I find funny, too, about Baltimore, like the Baltimore flag and all this, they are, because
they are in between Washington, D.C. and Philly, like all these places. They're like the outskirts city. It's like they try really hard to show their state pride. Like everyone, like with the socks,
I lived there.
The keychains.
No, dude, I lived in that area for years. When I first started doing the show with you guys, I was living out in that area.
There's something called an Old Bay Martini, which kind of looks like a dirty olive.
Old Bay is the greatest spice you will ever get in your entire life.
Oh, I agree. I like Old Bay a lot too, like for a boil, you know.
But there's something that's called an Old Bay Martini, which is a tablespoon of Old Bay seasoning, a lemon wedge, 6 ounces citrus flavored vodka, and hot pepper sauce. So it kind of sounds like a mixture between a dirty martini and a
like a Bloody Mary,
yes,
almost.
Bloody Mary. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's to go with John's point, they have a lot of state pride in Maryland for whatever reason.
And a high murder rate. But why don't we move on? Let's move on to a story. Why don't we do that? We'll have Joe Coletta handle the gentleman that may have tried to rip John off. Marie, you want to?
Not may have, did.
Did.
Yeah. Absolutely. I do want to get on to our first article, which.
Article.
We'll probably bring around Pastor Royce at some point.
I don't
know.
Don't fucking assume.
Oh, no. This close to break?
Don't assume. No, actually, break will be later because we started later. Break is going
to
be later because we started later.
Pee? Should we just. Break?
We did start. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. I'm a half hour off.
Yeah, you're off by a bit.
Anyway. Yeah, because we're going late tonight, guys, because we had a late start. So.
Yeah. Pastor.
Oh, God, that's right. We've only been doing this show for a half hour.
Yep.
Pastor, who thinks he took selfies during visit to heaven, now says his phone was stolen.
Okay.
So this guy originally said he was taking selfies when he went to heaven. Is now claiming a different story.
Okay, well, before we even move on.
Okay. Before we start, you mean?
How did he get his phone to heaven?
He probably died. And took it with him?
It doesn't work.
Teletransport?
Mm-mm. How did he...
Doctor Who?
He's assuming when you die, all your earthly belongings also have souls.
Only your cell phone, because it's attached to you at the hip.
Was it the soul of your cell phone? Your actual cell phone?
No, Siri actually just kind of connects you.
I don't know. I don't know if they like that. But anyway, go ahead.
A South African pastor allegedly took several selfies while visiting heaven on Easter Sunday, but claims his phone was stolen after a public outcry for proof.
Who in the world would? What are the chances?
I don't know. Pretty
that
good.
That you make it to heaven.
He has the Lazarus phone.
You make it to heaven, and you lose your phone. Go ahead.
According to Pathos, Pastor Maburo said he ascended to heaven for 2 weeks and took photos with his Samsung Galaxy S5.
So did he die, or he just happened to ascend to heaven?
Ascended probably means you're alive,
like,
and
he
going
flew,
there.
Like his physical form.
Well, Jesus ascended and he was like alive, dead.
Yeah,
like he's living, but he's not living. Like there's no blood flowing. So that would
explain why his cell phone was there.
Oh,
yeah, the ascension.
Right, the phone went with him. Like he went up with his pants and everything.
Probably, it'd be embarrassing if you ascended naked.
Yeah,
everyone could see up your genitals.
Yeah.
Be weird. Upon returning to Earth, he promised to share the pictures, but for a price.
Mm-hmm.
That's your first clue that it's legit. Is
really? I thought that's your first clue that it's a sham.
No, that's a sham. Wow. But
oh,
yeah, it's different.
Here, let me post a picture of him.
Mboro. There's no vowel between the M and the B. I don't know how to. Is Mboro? Mboro? Mbop? I don't know. Mboro said to anyone who wanted to see the images, they must take a pledge of about $340 to $5,000 to his church. So you have to pledge to the church to see the photos.
Of heaven.
Following backlash from the public, he promoted the photos on Facebook and offered them up for free. However, on Tuesday, he said the phone was stolen at a local car wash.
Okay. So he didn't get his phone and, like, you know, back it up like this computer.
I don't know.
Like let's play along with him.
Wouldn't Facebook already have the photos?
No.
If he said he posted them on Facebook first and then lost.
He didn't post. He posted like one. He posted on Facebook that he was going to post the photos. So let's say he
promoted the photos on Facebook and offered them up for free.
Yeah, but then before he keep reading.
However, on Tuesday, he said the phone was stolen at a local car wash. The pictures were really there. I saw them, a bodyguard of Burroughs said. We suspect one of the boys washing the prophet's car took the phone, but they all denied taking it even after we beat them.
Okay. So first off, he's admitting that this church just beats people.
Yep.
It just beats the shit out of them.
Well, this
okay,
is...
this picture that Maul posted, is that the guy?
That's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy. Correct.
So he preaches to that many people on Sundays.
Right. He said, now, Dutch, I know you walked away for a second. He said he ascended to heaven with his cell phone, took pictures of it, and initially was charging $5,000 donations to his church to see the pictures. Then he says when people call them out on it, he says he lost his phone at a car wash.
Some really long...
I mean, sounds legit to me.
There's a commission that is investigating this. The name of the commission is the South African Commission on the Promotion and Protection of Cultural, Religious, and Linguistic Communities.
That's terrible. It's not even a good acronym.
Like, I don't get it. Like, in this day and age with, like, social media and everything, people still actually
go to Africa.
Can,
I know. It's weird.
They think that they can, you know, get away with saying, yeah, I just ascended to heaven.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry I'm late. I was having car problems. As a matter of Pastor Royce here, as a matter of fact, Brother Dutch, I forgive you. First off, I forgive you.
Well, I just knew it was you because you have such a sweet,
forgive you, Brother Dutch.
Boisterous voice.
I once also went to heaven. I ascended there. I was frequenting one of my romps where I try to convert homosexuals.
Frequent romps, huh?
Yeah. I was hanging out and having fun just trying to convert some sinners at a local gay club. And they gave me this pill, and I thought it was the body of Christ. I took it, and I went to heaven. And I could tell you what heaven looked like. I could explain it to y'all. It's very difficult, but I could explain.
Well, you can if you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Was this bar called the Romper Room?
Heaven is actually filled with a bunch of wet and oily men that are just dancing around, just dancing. And then I had this feeling of somebody just grabbing me in my devil's region, but I knew it was okay because I was in heaven. So I could personally tell you what I saw. Now, I did take some pictures of it, but unfortunately, I'm not allowed to post them because one of the angels may have been under 18 years old, if you know what I mean.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Sister Marie, you don't understand, because I've said it before, this is not something that's about cooking or making a sandwich. So you wouldn't get this. Men are trying to have a conversation here.
I'm sorry.
That's right. You know who you need to apologize to? Jesus. Because he's sitting there on his recliner trying to get a sandwich from you, and you're too busy asking men questions.
Sorry, Jesus.
Now, what's the next question, Marie?
I don't know.
There is no question.
Then why did you bring me on the show?
Nobody brought you on. You just kind of stumbled into the room, sir.
What's the point of me being on here? I want sinners to tell me and ask me questions.
I love the fact that Pastor Royce forgot what segment he was in.
Pastor Royce has been having a rough day. He had car issues.
Oh, he did?
His dog died when he killed him with his fist.
Oh, my God.
The dog was possessed.
Oh.
That would be the only reason to shit on the carpet. I told him 3 times not to.
No, that's not possessed.
The devil took him over.
No, that's not.
I used some homemade holy water, which is antifreeze. Made him drink it.
Since you're here, Pastor Royce, and we're talking about pets, what can I do about my little guy, dude? I mean, I don't know if you listened to last night's show. I'm going to go over the whole thing.
Well, first
you listen
off,
to last night's show, right?
I listen to all your shows. And
okay, there you go. So what do I do about my little guy?
I listen to your shows because I need to pray for you. And first off, I believe you have to remember animals don't have souls.
They don't?
They don't. They're little soulless
creatures. Heaven?
That is a movie made by the Zionist Jewish pigs to make you think that dogs have souls, but they don't.
Oh, well, that's sad.
What you need to be thinking about, Dutch, is your other behavior that you're doing.
What's that?
Frequenting bars with loose women?
No.
Playing music for them for money?
I'm in a committed relationship, and I have been for over a year now.
You travel places and play music for people. Encourage them. That's lust of the flesh.
Oh.
That's lust of the flesh.
Well, I'm just, I like to have people. I like to see other people have a good time, regardless of the setting.
You know what DJ stands for? What? Devil jockey.
Oh, geez.
That's what you are. You're a devil jock. Yeah, now you know devil jockey. You're playing Kesha and that Boys to Man that the kids are listening to and getting them all to be kissing each other on their genitals in the back of their eye rocks.
I mean, like, I don't know what people do. I just play music that I know people will enjoy. So what they do based off of that, I guess, would be up to them, right? No?
Dutch, I was not paying attention to you because I was I was thinking of heaven again and how wonderful it was to be surrounded by so many male angels that are just hanging out and dancing. And I don't know why, but heaven really seemed to like Madonna. Don't understand it. A lot of Madonna in heaven.
A lot of Madonna?
A lot of Madonna seemed to be happening in heaven. Very odd. Don't understand it.
What about like any Patti LaBelle? I'm trying to think what gays listen to.
How about the Karen Carpenters of heaven? Where was that being played a lot? I imagine Karen Carpenter would be popular.
It seemed to be a lot of electric music. Loose men seemed to be mostly what was in heaven.
Are you sure you weren't in a gay club?
Pastor Royce is sure one thing. If that was in heaven, I don't know what is. Now, I got to go. I got to get going.
I was going to say, thank you for stopping by.
I've got to get going because Gertrude and my seven kids are again in the car. And it's okay. I cracked the window. And I got to go in there because it's really, really hot outside. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, everybody. Amen. And praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, sir. What was the story we were talking about before, Marie?
He just comes in here.
Pastor went to heaven with cell phone, took
that
photos.
He's from South Africa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And
or as I call it, the good Africa. Sorry, I came back. I left my keys. I just heard you talking about Africa. South Africa's the good Africa.
It takes a little while to transition. Especially when you've been stuck in a character for so long.
They're monitoring the heaven selfies because this is extortion and commercialization of the religion. This is the really long commission that we were talking about earlier. We are also going to issue him with a subpoena for the selfies.
How many people bought his supposed selfie?
I bet you some did because look how big his church is.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's one of those mega churches.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
He's like the Joel Osteen of South Africa.
It doesn't say in the article how many people were suckered into it.
Oh, God. Those like churches. Idiots. People Nobody broke it down better than... groups. Oh, not couple, dude. A lot more than that. And the thing is, like, a ton of people buy into that nonsense. I mean, if John Oliver has taught us nothing, it was that. Like, he really went after the for-profit churches.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking great.
Pretty bad. They really are the scum of the world, in my opinion, because they feed off of dumb.
Right.
Like, that's... And old. They feed off the dumb and the old. And it's like, oh, man, like, that, you're a vulture.
Right.
Like, you really are a big piece of shit to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are.
They're up there with, like, animal fighters for me. It's like, yeah. It's like, you, really?
All right, well, let's move on. Olivia Munn chose kicking ass as Psylocke over being a girlfriend in Deadpool.
That was her excuse?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She says, first off, you better hope that the new X-Men movie does really good, because if not, you're going to realize, holy shit, I made the wrong decision. Because Deadpool's the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Munn will be Psylocke.
Was she offered the part?
Yes.
She was offered the part and said no to
it. Olivia Munn will be Psylocke with X-Men Apocalypse.
What is Psylocke's power? I've never heard of this character.
We'll pull it up. I like
telepathy?
Telepathy and, like, she's good with swords. She's really good with swords.
And showing off her tits.
Right.
How do you spell Psylocke again? I know this, but I don't know
it. P-S-Y.
L-O-C-K-E.
L-O-K-E.
L-O-C-K-E. I'm looking at it.
Yep, he's right. Psylocke can generate telekinetic katana or direct telekinesis through her fists and strike as many as she, as if she had it. So yeah, telekinesis and swords.
Now, the great thing about X-Men and getting a character in X-Men is that there's only one main character in that, and then you're going to get most of the airtime, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it says Olivia Munn. Well, I don't think so. Olivia Munn will be Psylocke when X-Men Apocalypse comes out later this month. but she's nearly a completely different character in Fox's comic-based movie universe. She was nearly Deadpool's girlfriend, Vanessa. The role eventually was played by Monica Barak. I always never pronounce her name. Bakarian.
Now, why couldn't she do? Did she have to commit to one or the other?
Because Mom basically said hell no. In an interview with American Way magazine, Munn goes through her entire acting career, including her brush with Deadpool. The writer doesn't include Munn's actual words, but we get the gist of things. Munn was also offered a role in a very different X-Men spinoff, that of Ryan Reynolds' girlfriend in Deadpool, which had the biggest February opening ever for an R-rated movie. It's a box office haul is inconsequential. Munn said she didn't want to be the girlfriend. Not again. She wanted to fight, to make noise, and to kick butt. Isn't that kind of insulting to the woman that actually played his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Man, not really, because that girl, I mean, I haven't really seen her in anything before ever.
Firefly.
She was in Firefly.
Oh, she was in Firefly.
Yeah.
And she was on that horrible TV show V.
She was on V.
But I mean, I can't.
Plus, also, she's
that.
Probably going to be tagged on for sequels now.
Yeah. Now, like, here's the thing is if she had been offered both roles and the filming schedules conflicted, and then she went, okay, do I play a girlfriend with Deadpool, or am I one of the main, you know, one of the main characters? If she had to choose between the two, I can't fault her for choosing X-Men, because that was a proven thing. Nobody knew Deadpool was going to be as big as it was.
I think we did.
But no one knows if this X-Men movie, if they're going to make another one that's going to include her character.
And that's another good point. She might be kicking ass, but like Maria pointed out, it's such a big cast. She might be kicking ass for 5 minutes, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just one person. And part. The whole beauty of X-Men is that there's a team where everyone has one very specific
and
superpower.
And Psylocke is not going to get more screen time
and
than fucking
Xavier.
Girlfriend
was on screen for 5 minutes. Like,
no, she wasn't.
Let's be honest.
No, she wasn't. She was.
Well, she was on there. She was a supporting character.
She was on for a good while.
The
dude.
Idea, the character.
She was on there more than T.J. Miller.
Yeah, she was on more than she. That's true. I think she got the second most screen time.
Yep,
for sure.
Okay. I don't know why you guys are making a big deal. Who cares?
She was just a girlfriend. She was a mercenary.
And she chose one thing over the other.
She didn't say filming conflicted. She said she didn't want to play the girlfriend.
I'm assuming that's probably what it is. If the other movie is coming out this month. And that Deadpool movie got released less than 3 months ago. There was filming conflict. She had to have chosen between the two because they were filmed at the same time.
And then here's another thing. In light of her saying she didn't want to be a girlfriend, the girlfriend of Deadpool supposedly is supposed to be the character Domino, who is also a mercenary.
Right.
She was a mercenary in the movie to begin with. So she wasn't just like a hoity-toity, let me drink my latte girlfriend. She was like, I'm going to punch the shit out of you.
Okay, but I still don't understand why you guys are mad at her for choosing X-Men.
There's a lot of
hold on.
You know, I guess the way she went around.
Royce read it earlier. He didn't include Olivia Munn's word. The writer just said essentially what she said. But I'm sure there's context involved with everything. We as radio guys know that more than anyone else in the world. So
right,
I
understand.
You guys are getting this matter.
Here's my problem. Okay.
I'm disappointed in all
listen,
of you.
I'm mad. First off, it's a good thing I don't value your word, or that would really have hurt me.
Oh, you do.
But but I guess my point is that it's not that she chose something else. It doesn't make me mad that she chose Psylocke. That's fine that she did. I think now she's saying that because she saw how well Deadpool did, and she's saying, no, it's sour. Like, I think there's some sour grapes to it.
Yeah,
there
has
to
be.
You know,
that's what I mean.
You know,
not that she picks up. I don't care what she picked. That's not my point.
I'm sure she probably in the interview, because knowing her, because I've seen her out of the interview, she's probably like, yeah, it's a stupid decision. But at the time, I was sitting there thinking,
well, we don't know that.
I don't want to be the girlfriend. I want to be kicking butt. But that writer didn't include any of that stuff. We're basically, this entire argument is subjective on one writer's translation as to the conversation that they had. You guys realize
Dutch,
that, right?
Go ahead, Marie.
Do you do realize that the interview where she said all this was on the American Way magazine, which is the magazine for American Airlines?
Yeah. So that means
it's really important.
It's very important. That's high in the sky.
Fuck.
It's like SkyMall.
No, it doesn't matter. Nobody reads any of that shit.
That's everybody what we're saying. She gave away something no one cares about to a magazine no one cares about. Sorry, Olivia Munn.
Look, I'm going to switch.
You're starting to become outdated and no one cares about you.
I'm switching to something really quick. Indonesian villagers mistake sex doll for fallen angel.
What?
An inflatable sex doll turned up on the beach in a remote village in Banggai, Sulawesi, Indonesia. whose inhabitants claim to be
very sexy,
to be a divine angel from heaven. Villagers believed it to be a fallen angel from heaven, only to discover it was an inflatable sex toy.
That'd be my first thought, too. Fallen angel.
The discovery was made last month in April by fishermen from the
village. Actually been yelled at a few times and had the cops say, you got to stop saying that everything's a fallen angel.
Really?
Why would police
were involved?
I do it because I call a lot.
Okay.
Oh, you call 911?
Oh, my God, it's a fallen angel. And then I found out later it was just basically a shooting star.
Okay.
And then I yelled, fallen angel. And then it was just turned out to be a
pine cone.
A squirrel that dropped a pine cone.
Yeah. So,
by the way, a squirrel shit on me yesterday. I'm not joking. I was patching like my lawn in the back of my yard. We had this big ass, you know, tree out back. And there's a family of squirrels who just bred two more of those little sky rodents that I'm on a full out war with these fucking things with my airsoft gun. I shoot them every chance I get. And now he's attacking back. He either shat or pissed on me. All I know is a lot of liquid hit me on the back of my back while I was, which would be my front, I guess.
Dude, it's because you have an airsoft gun instead of a pellet gun.
I know. That's my point, is I think I need to up the ante here because he shat on me. He shat on my back, and I wasn't wearing a shirt at the time. And he shat on me.
How about
he like leave
name?
You like cab money?
No, but he just sat there and looked at me and was like, yeah, what's up, bitch? And then I had to like, you know, put my tail between my legs and go inside and scurry around to find my fucking airsoft gun, came outside and he was long gone. He did it on purpose.
Rorschach has a good point. Why would someone throw a $10,000 sex doll in the ocean? And it looks terrible. Look at the picture. It looks terrible, right?
Are those inflatable feet?
No, that's like a legit sex doll, but they just wrapped it up in
local clothing.
Fucking weird clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say it looked like a Middle Eastern sex doll. She has a hood around her head.
Well, I'm sure they dressed her. I don't think that's how they come from factory.
Yeah.
They come with a true coat.
Those aren't OEM specs?
No, they're not. That's an aftermarket add-on.
I like how the one Filipino or Polynesian or wherever they're from, guy's holding the sex doll is smiling at it fondly while his friend sitting next to him is glancing over it like, dude, that shit ain't right.
That's because the sex doll is sitting on his dick.
No, John, that's not where someone's dick goes. Honestly,
what was the purpose for what was the purpose of them throwing this in again?
In the ocean?
Yeah.
There was no purpose. They found it in the ocean and they thought it was a fallen angel.
We don't know how it came into the ocean.
Sorry.
You get it now?
It could have fallen out of an airplane. It could have been sailed away into some sort of weird
funeral
pyre.
Sex doll and then they dressed it up like that, or they found it fully dressed?
I believe they found it, then they dressed it up.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can't just leave her all naked and vulnerable.
Yeah, Molly has the picture there.
I don't get it, man. It does nothing for me. I don't get these dolls. I don't know why having sex with a doll would even turn anybody on.
Oh, because it kind of feels good. You don't have to actually. I mean, I've been told that it feels good, and you don't actually have to talk to the person.
Yeah, but for that you get a prostitute, and it's probably cheaper.
No, because you can do this over and over again. You can do this 15 times a day if you want with the prostitute. It's like a one-time thing.
Well, you know, you get the right kind of sex doll. You got to clean out the cum filters.
Cum filters. See, I don't want to own anything that has a cum filter. I mean, call me old fashioned, I guess, but I don't
like a spewge trap.
I don't need any of those things. I don't need things with cum filters or spewge traps.
So this community is like worshiping this thing now.
Correct. Well, they just took it away from them.
Oh, that's sad. Why would you do that?
Who took it away from them?
I don't know.
Have their thing. I mean, a sex doll, Jesus, whatever it is, as long as it makes people feel good, just let them have it.
Yeah, like as a kid, I had American Girl dolls. My parents didn't take those away from me.
Did you have Abby?
No, I didn't have Abby. Abby was the ugliest one.
Well, she was black, though. That's really racist to you.
Oh, wait. No, I was thinking of Maul. What was the one that was like from the 80s or something, like the newest one? I didn't want the newest one.
I don't fucking know. Why would you think
I know this stuff because my sisters were all into it.
I remember Abby now. No, I didn't have her. I had Victoria, I had Kirsten, and I had...
Kirsten was my favorite.
Yeah, and I had the Felicity.
Why do you have favorites, Dutch?
because I read all the stories, because my mom, when I was growing up, would read all those American Girl doll stories, because I don't know if you know this, Royce, each of these dolls has a backstory.
Yeah, they have a series of books.
It's a novel. It's a novel that goes with each individual doll. So basically,
like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
This guy who basically was a writer of like these novels.
How do you know this?
Because I know things.
Okay.
I know a lot about everything, or a little about everything.
Okay.
But not a lot about anything.
Right.
So that being said.
I would love to go against you.
Then he was smart enough to market his stories about prepubescent girls throughout history and then he just sells his books with a doll. It exploded. You don't know this shit?
Oh, they're so valuable now. They're super valuable now. The original ones that my mom all has them, I'm planning on stealing them out of her house and selling them on eBay.
How much?
Hundreds.
I'm going to eBay right now.
I think they might be a couple hundred.
What are they called? My American Fuck Dolls?
No, American Girl Dolls.
What is these new bitches? I don't know who Julie is. Who's Kaya?
Oh, yeah. They keep making more bitches.
Marie, we have a problem with this, don't we?
Oh, of course. But I don't even recognize the new bitches. It's all about the old bitches.
It's all about the old one.
Yep.
Wow, an American Girl Clark doll for $115 on eBay, $130, $200.
No, the classic ones will go for a couple thousand.
Yep.
$239.
I have Felicity, Kirsten, and Victoria.
Let me look up Felicity.
Oh, Miami MILF. I'm not a secret American Girl doll collector. I am a publicly wide open collector. I don't have any of the dolls, but I know everything about American Girl dolls. Because I have 9 sisters in my family. Give me a break.
Sorry, I wasn't Victoria. It was Samantha.
You have Samantha.
Samantha, right.
Samantha. She was the Victorian one, but yeah, it was Samantha.
Right, she was one raised in England.
You could sell Samantha if you have the original case for $325 on eBay right now.
I don't know if I have the original case. I played
well, without the case, and it's like $250.
I forget which, like, the original release ones were like a couple thousand.
What happened to us? We used to be these funny, like, really cool show, and now we're going on eBay and looking at American Girl dolls. Jesus Christ.
Not a lot of people know about American Girl, and Marie and I feel like it's our duty to let the rest of America know about
it. It's important.
It's very important.
Those little fucking dolls look retarded. Every one of those dolls looks like they have...
You look retarded.
They have Downs. Look at their faces, dude.
What about them?
It's American Girl doll.
Fucking
what they're supposed to look like.
American Progeria dolls.
They were successful because each American Girl doll was representative of a portion of American history that told you a little bit about the immigrants coming over to America and how they interacted and they grew up over time.
I just want to sit in a chair and brush its hair and go,
talk about the redheaded one talked about like the Irish immigrants, and the blonde-headed one talked about the Swedish immigrants, and Addie talked about, you know, that was during the Civil War. There was a ton.
But yeah,
it was
after,
very informative.
After the original ones came out, then they had the like customized one so that it looked like you. So they completely went away from like this was one girl that was like a representative of a portion of history to just fucking make whatever one you want so that it looks like you.
It got so successful they had to start coming out with new stuff because they couldn't meet up with the demand. It was flying off the shelves no matter where you went.
I think there's actual stores now where they just sell American Girl dolls. They got real big.
Yeah, my sisters had every single one, and we had read every single book multiple times. Did you guys ever have your parents read to you growing up?
No.
I think we talked about this, and I had my older brothers that would read to me, and I told you about how my middle brother had to read my Berenstain Bear books to me multiple times to a point where he memorized them all, and he would change the storyline so that Papa Bear was like beating up on Baby Bear.
Right.
Pretty awesome, actually.
And he made up really funny voices. I truly enjoyed my brother reading them to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say my parents reading books to us was obviously way before they got divorced, but they I enjoyed listening to, because my mom would always, like, every night all my sisters would gather around and they would be, you know, read the American Girl all stuff, and then, you know, I every once in a while would sit down, and then every time I would sit down, and then I actually got involved in the story. I was just like, wait, what happens next? So,
all right. That's a good question. Did you guys collect anything when you were younger? Like, did you have a collection of anything?
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I had a bunch of Ninja Turtles too. I had like a fucking
brother Aaron and I
ridiculous amounts,
and that became our currency. Mm-hmm. Like for stuff. Like if
did you have the turtle van?
Oh yeah, we had
Technodrome?
That. We had Blimp. We had a Technodrome.
Oh dude, that's awesome. I had a cheap
all first round. And you know what my mother did for me like 2 years ago? Mm. She like just bought like the original four
really?
For my birthday present.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like the original four in the casing.
That's actually really cool.
Because we sold our entire, you know, collection when it became not cool to have it anymore.
There was, and know, remember the original ones had soft heads, and then they had the hard head ones.
No. They always had the hard head. Then they went to the soft head.
People were
and
choking.
Then back to the hard head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had those. I had the cheapskate. I had the foot soldier. Remember? Well, yeah. I threw an Ninja Turtle at Pitbull. I've told the story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fucking asshole. Did you collect anything, Marie?
I half-heartedly, not really serious about collected seashells, mineral rocks. Leaves.
So boring. So leaves. God, you were dull. John?
The one thing specifically I remember that me and my brother collected were starting lineup made these small little like action figure like
baseball. Oh, I remember those.
For like the MVPs and like really valuable players, and had them on display on like these specific shelves and stuff.
Oh, I half-heartedly collected Pogs for a second.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah, Pogs.
Yeah, so did I.
Pogs.
I think I had like one plastic tube filled up of Pogs.
That's weak.
I had some baseball
bro.
Cards.
I was gonna say I had like three sleeves and two Slammers.
I had some baseball cards.
Yeah, my brother was a huge baseball card collector.
You still have rows and rows of comic books. You collect comic books.
Oh yeah, I did collect comic books for a long time.
Yeah, I
still have them.
A comic book collection that's worth something.
I had a comic book collection and I got rid of it. I think it was when I went to college. I got rid of it.
Right. All right. Why don't we go to break and we'll come back so that way everyone will go take a leak and stuff. And we're going to go late tonight. So we'll probably go till 9:30, I guess. All right, Marie, why don't you take us a break?
Okay.
Okay.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite Warlife Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to warlikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then, on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with...
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When is that?
The Cousin Joe... why are we at 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg... for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Your exercise?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
All right. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. Sorry, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos. Right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" and I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Social justice, 1, 2, 3. Woo-woo. I wanna be PC. Woo-woo. It's just the way to be for me. And you, woo-woo. Your hateful slurs are through.
Woo-woo. I call wee-wee on you.
Woo-woo. We'll fight until you're PC black and blue.
Woo-woo.
We are language police, fighting bigotry. Hurtful words can suck our turds, cause it's PC for me. And you,
woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, PC bro.
Second hour, Hippo Juice, 954-573-2780. Thank you for joining us.
Love me some Grizz.
Fucking Grizz is rocking.
Woo woo!
I love it. And see, every time I saw it, I just want to fucking... just turn up just a little bit. I just want a little bit. Yeah. Digging it. It gets you in a good mood, you know?
It does.
Aw, shit. Here comes a drop, son. Aw, shit.
Louder, Marie.
Kick it, Marie. See, I don't want too much, no. Just want to move it through out on the floor. Fucking awesome. All right, let's move on. Let's try to move on. Okay. We'll bump out later. All right.
Okay.
How about that bitch that called out that that fucking peeping Tom at the Targets?
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Do you have the story?
I can pull it up. There's a video. There's this guy like fucking leering with this bitch at a Target.
Let me see if I could grab it. You should have pulled it up first.
Should have had it ready to go.
But I got it. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Woman confronts convicted voyeur, chases him out of Target.
There we go. Yeah, it's funny when he gets chased out because he's like macking it with this bitch. And then all of a sudden she goes, hey, what happened at the supermarket? Remember me? And then he just like drops his shit and then just turns into like a puff of smoke and just runs. Okay, and she runs him out.
Okay, well, the best part is it's a local news video player, so it's going to go good, okay?
Oh, it's going to work perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, there was one that was just her instead of like the news article.
Okay, let me play it.
Video of a woman confronting a man she says this one's gonna be bad. In the past.
She's credited with exposing a potential voyeur. The video has more than 1.5 million views on Facebook. And Shaw, this woman...
Where's
business.
Just the video? No, I want to see the video. I don't want to see
the video. Should just be in the link that I tagged you in.
Yeah, I know, but I want just to, I want to see the original video, not
I
the.
Think that's it.
The
here
OG.
It is. I got it. She calls him like maxi
dress, like those long dresses. Right.
Like, can we make sure it's not too like?
I was gonna maybe get like a backup here, but I don't know. We're just looking at
the video. Contains graphic language. Oh, there it is. Yeah, this is it. Okay, here we go. Make sure it's not too like sheer. She's just like right. talking.
Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops. Call the cops on him.
What was he saying? I got to back up because he was whispering. Can I
back
was up?
Asking back up. Her about if he can help assist her with bikini choices, making sure that they're not too sheer.
Okay.
The cops.
Okay, let me hear.
Right.
Let me hear.
Dress over there at Ross. She calls them like maxi dresses, like those long dresses.
Right.
Like, could you want me to make sure it's not too like? I was gonna need to get like a backup here, but should we make sure it's not too like sheer or clear?
Right.
Make sure it's not too sheer or clear.
And he obviously didn't recognize her because I guess he had been peeping on her
right.
before.
Apparently, okay, here we go.
Okay, let's just play this full video and then
I'll play the
news
story. Okay.
And then it'll make sense.
Remember running into me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop.
First off, okay, I know what she's saying, get this guy, but I wouldn't stop him. I'm not just going to take someone's word that's screaming, just start hitting somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she seems like the crazy one in the situation if you didn't hear the backstory.
Yeah.
I kind of would have just pulled out like a foot, so he would have like tripped over it.
This guy, stop him! Stop that guy!
By the way, he's dressed very like fucking weird, like pedophile, like a weird uncle, like would dress, you know?
Yeah, it's a goofy looking comb over.
Dockers, like fucking tight slacks and a tucked in plaid shirt. Hey,
call the cops! Call the cops on him! Call the cops! Get where he's fucking going! No! Woo! Fuck you! Follow this
language!
No, I caught you, you motherfucker! Come here, you fucking piece of shit! Where are the two kids at, huh? Where are your two babies at?
You can tell that she's running in,
by the way,
in flip flops. Yeah,
she's trying to run as much as she can too, and this guy's bolting fast. She's probably in flip flops, like you said, though, because this guy's just bolting and she cannot keep up with him.
Keep running, motherfucker!
Park his car that far
yeah,
away.
Yeah, keep running.
I don't think he even had a car from that point, or he just ditched.
He
car.
Got in it, but the rest of the video, she should have like showed running. His
no no that he didn't get in the car. He ran past it. Dutch, watch again. Look.
Oh, okay.
Look, see, I thought he was gonna get in the car too, but no, he just ran past
yeah,
it.
Keep
see?
Running.
He's probably smart enough not to go get in his actual car.
Yeah. Spy
so let's go to the
video
new story.
Of this man accused
of okay. give up the battle. And trending now is a viral video of a woman confronting a man she says harassed her in the past.
She's credited with exposing a potential voyeur. The video has more than 1.5 million views on Facebook. And Shaw, this woman means business.
Yeah, Brooke, there's no doubt. Look at this guy running out of a Target store. Well, Candace Spivey took video of this man accused of going up to women in public and asking them inappropriate questions at the store. Well, this video has since gone viral. It's been viewed more than...
I mean, but that's inappropriate. Maybe he talks about politics or religion. That's an appropriate conversation.
1.5 million times on Facebook. More than 24,000 people have shared it as
Do
she chases this guy. Watch.
To me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy.
Stop him. Oh, no, man.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, but this was in Yulee, Florida.
It was.
And I did not realize it was. I didn't know that until now. I definitely.
Everyone from Florida, are you stupid?
Jesus Christ. I caught you, motherfucker.
She is going after him. That's Candace Spivey. She says she met Jeffrey Polizzi 2 years
ago. It didn't go quiet. It's typical news video bullshit.
Go okay, yeah, grocery store. Yeah. She says at that time he had two young boys with him. At first, he...
Oh, this is her.
2 years first, earlier.
This is her. You think she's cute?
Up to you, and he does seem like he genuinely needs your help. And
she's all right.
To,
she's okay.
Some questions about it. Just a dress that he bought for his wife.
Well, she says he quickly turned the topic to questions about women's lingerie. Candace says he also asked her about her body. She obviously remembered all of this. When she saw him at that Target 2 years later, she went after him. Now several other women on Facebook who are watching this video are now complaining about this guy. So far, at least 50 women, 5-0, are talking to investigators.
Those are Cosby numbers.
Hawaii 5-0?
I was gonna say that, like that's Cosby numbers.
That's a lot.
Out of that parking lot so fast.
So, he goes up and starts asking him about so he gets off on talking about lingerie with women who are strangers.
I guess right? So, yeah.
That he didn't break any law. And why would she say, stop this guy, call the cops? He hadn't done anything illegal. When you're just talking to people, there's nothing wrong with talking to people about anything. That's the beauty of free speech. This bitch is fucking a little sensitive, I think.
Well, what happened at that Publix?
Right. So far, they're not giving us really anything that he said that makes me think that this guy's... He's a creep, yeah. But does he deserve to have the cops called on him? Right. Probably not. He hasn't done anything wrong. He was asking about
Polizzi. Polizzi also drove out of the Target parking lot so fast he got arrested for reckless driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just read an update.
So what now he's got story. That to contend with. So weird.
Yeah, bizarre. Thank you, Sean, in the video.
Reckless driving.
No, that's bad reporting. What did he actually say?
I don't know. You only see the video at the very end of what he's talking to her about.
Yeah, so he might have said some other vulgar things, and let me just pretend that I'm...
Exactly. What was the vulgar things? That's what I want
to
know.
It says, at first, he's very believable. At first, he comes up and seems like genuinely needs your help in regards to answering questions about a dress he bought for his wife. But she said he quickly turned the topic to questions about women's lingerie. He said, get away from me or stop, leave me alone or something. And that's when I just wanted to say, no, you need to leave everyone else alone. Police could not charge a suspect, Jeffrey Polizzi, with crime based on the video. But when police asked women in the area to come forward with any similar stories, they got more than 50 complaints. Polizzi also drove out of the Target parking lot so fast that he got arrested for reckless driving. According to court documents, Polizzi was previously convicted in 2009 for taking photographs of women in dressing rooms. So he's gotten in trouble for that before. You know. Taking pictures of women's dressing rooms is not a pretty big deal, too, you know? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but...
I think he was trying to do, like, an up, like, skirt shot or things like that, but just talk, just whatever. He's a creep that likes to talk to strangers about lingerie.
But he's been convicted of taking photographs of women in dressing rooms. Did you not hear me?
Yeah. Did you not hear him?
So, wait. So, the woman who was running after him...
In 2009...
...caught him taking pictures of her?
No. But in 2009, he was convicted of taking photographs of women in dressing rooms. So what I'm saying is he's probably a known problem in the area. You know what I mean? Like, right. I know he wasn't doing anything illegal, but at that point, he's a problem, you know? We're like, yeah, he was just talking, but like if her boyfriend was there and punched her, we'd be like, yeah, you should get punched, you know?
Right.
So it's one of those things where like, yeah, he's not technically doing anything illegal right now, but it is grounds to get fucking hit in the face, you know? Or called out or filmed, you know? For being a creep. Like, just like he might have the right to talk to people, she does have the right to fucking video him and call him a creep and chase him down, you know?
Right.
So, I guess my point is that don't talk about women. Talk to men about their lingerie. But you know what? I have one more quick Florida story that I want you guys to see. And I'll post a link in the chat room because I want people to be able to follow along so they can play the video themselves. So this guy, this Florida man, tries to feed a raccoon. Now, now I'm going to play the video. Do you think it's going to turn out well?
No. You don't generally want to feed raccoons.
Okay. Well, let's watch.
Especially wild animals.
Let's watch the video.
Okay. I love feeding animals.
Here we go. So there's a bunch of, by the way, this is weird.
And a cat.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a bunch of raccoons and a cat living in harmony.
That cat is the white guy of a group of black guys.
You're right.
For whatever reason, that group of raccoons accepted that cat as
Yeah, how weird is that? That's the real story in this. What the fuck? Forget the guy getting bit. The real story is
six raccoons and a bright white cat hanging out with them.
Check out the video. You can search it. Man gets bitten by a raccoon trying to feed it. It's really simple. But the very beginning of the video, about 6 seconds in, you see
about six
raccoons and one white cat. It's very weird.
Hanging out in a group.
Yeah, I can't get over this. I want to move on, but the real story
how
I want to know
is... How did the cat get in?
How did the cat get into this group of raccoons?
It's been day 73. They still don't realize I'm a cat.
Get in with marsupials.
He's fucking, he's undercover. I don't know. You know what he is, Dutch? He's in the animal DEA, and he's going undercover to infiltrate a biker gang raccoons here.
No, man, I got to tell you, he's cool. I checked him out.
Bro, he's fine. Cool. Totally fine.
I know he doesn't have opposable thumbs like we do, but don't worry about it.
He
wash his fruit. It's fine.
He was in a trash can.
He's in with the humans, man. He can get us the good stuff.
All right, let's play.
Exactly. How did you get that picture so fast, Maul? It's a Photoshop picture of two raccoons and a cat that has like a burglar mask on.
Yeah. All right, here comes a raccoon. Okay, now this guy's trying to feed it, so let's pay attention.
I've never seen this many raccoons.
The cat just left. The cat's going. Okay, now the raccoon's looking at him.
It's like I'm the fuck out of here.
Okay, here we go.
Dude, that's Charlie. He's crazy.
Oh! Ah! Yeah, he bit you because you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, look at that, dude. That freeze frame is perfect.
Yep.
Look how deep he got bit.
Oh.
Ah.
But he sounded really cute when he did it. He's like,
play that again. Play that again from the beginning with no pauses. Let's just run the full 30 seconds again.
Here we go.
One more time.
That looks really creepy.
Yeah, there's so many raccoons.
They're all just staring.
Dude, that's a fucking army.
Yeah, don't.
You know what it looks like, Dutz? Like, those raccoons went to go meet their cat drug dealer.
Yeah. And they very slowly walk over to the guy, like, oh, I'll take some of your food. Strike! Oh, what's that? Is that food? I like food.
Does that animal make that sound?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, look at his fingers, dude. He got slashed pretty good. Probably got to get tetanus shots and everything.
I like his sound effects. Always like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
White Aspirin has a meme of raccoon. Hey, I just bit you because I'm crazy, so call the doctor.
No. Hey, I just bit you because I'm crazy. Wait, I don't remember how the song goes.
So call the doctor because you have rabies. Oh, that guy needs a rabies shot, I'm pretty sure.
But raccoons are so cute, though.
Yeah, really? But they're fucking terrible. They're vicious.
But I don't want to be mad at them.
They go through your garbage. No, they're not good.
They're assholes.
All right, Marina.
Raccoons are assholes. So cute. And squirrels are assholes. They shit on you while you try to do lawn work.
Where's the squirrel? Republicans burn their voter registration cards after Trump becomes the likely nominee.
Cruz dropped out.
I love this.
Me too. Cruz dropped out and Kasich dropped out because Trump fucking won Indiana like big time.
Yep. Pictures and videos were posted on social media Tuesday after Ted Cruz suspended his campaign and Donald Trump was declared the presumptive nominee. Mm-hmm. Some Republicans are tearing up, burning, and destroying their voter registration cards after Donald Trump was declared the presumptive GOP candidate nominee Tuesday night. Pictures and videos of the registration cards were shared on social media and at times tweeted directly at the chairman of the, I don't know how to say, Renis Priebus? The chairman of the Republican National Committee after he called for the party to unite under Trump's campaign.
Yup.
Here's the thing. Nobody was going to take Hillary down except for fucking Orange Trump.
Mm-hmm. I asked a question today on Facebook just to see what people, you know, what people were saying, and I still see a lot of Bernie Sanders fans posting like terrible things about Hillary. You know what I mean? Like, just like vicious things about her that are true. They're true. The things you're posting, that she's a liar, piece of shit. But then I wonder, when Hillary gets the nomination, I asked, are you guys going to vote for Hillary or what are you going to do? And a lot of them said, I was really surprised to find out that a lot of them said they're either going to write in Sanders or vote for Gary Johnson. Like, there was like,
wow.
Yeah. Apparently there's Sanders. Hillary's not automatically going to get to Sanders vote unless she picks him as a running mate.
Ooh.
Do you think she'll pick him?
Brent, that is the greatest gift.
Oh, yeah. I've Cruz ever elbowing his wife in the face.
Such an awkward.
Oh, no.
Trying to hug some old dude and elbows his wife right in her face twice.
Oh, it's awkward so many times.
Right.
No, because he hits her. He punches her nose, then shoves her out of the way with the elbow. Oh, right. No. That is terrible.
It's pretty bad. If you're not watching, what you're looking at is a GIF in the chat room.
Wait, Royce, what was the thing that you were showing me the other day?
Oh, the hand-holding thing?
Somebody couldn't figure out how to hold hands with their running mate, and they just did this little hand flippity-flop as they tried to raise both hands in the air together because they were like,
wait. Are we still talking about raccoons or who are we talking
about? No, we're talking about
lame presidential candidates that don't know what to do with their hands.
But anyway,
like Ted Cruz.
I was pretty amazed to find out that that Hillary's not going to have the automatic votes. But do you think she's going to pick Sanders as a running mate?
That's the only chance I think she has to win, because I think I said this a while ago. Like, it's not when, but you know, or sorry, it's not if, but when is Trump going to call her a cunt?
She picks Sanders as a running mate, the problem is that I think that she probably owes somebody. Someone's done her a favor that she promised the VP.
And
not
that's
to.
Why everybody hates her and they hate the whole establishment. Yep. That's the reason why Trump has gotten the nomination, because everybody is sick of the entire career politician nonsense. The reason why Sanders is so popular. I get it. I get why people like Sanders, because he's against the establishment.
If 6 months ago I would have told you, if I would have said, no, Trump's going to get the nomination, would you believe me? 6 months ago.
6 months ago? No.
No. Isn't it fun? It's insane to me that this is
it's hilarious, and I love it. I love every second of this whole thing. This is one of the weirdest election cycles I've seen ever in my lifetime. I'm glad I'm going to be a part of it because it's going to we're going to finally have the divorce as a country where you have blue states and red states just completely separate and be their own countries.
What about there was also that photo going around after Ted Cruz announced that he wasn't running anymore that they're all saying that he's the Zodiac killer.
They've been saying that for a while. It's just a stupid joke.
Was it Ted Cruz and Carly Fioria's bizarre hand grab?
Yes.
And didn't like Cruz like punch and elbow like her when she was like trying to hug people behind. Yeah.
Oh, is that his wife or was that
that's his wife?
I was gonna say that's not Colleen Fiorini. No.
Colleen Fiorini, look at the one Marie just posted.
Oh no, wait, White ass Brent. Let me
look at White ass Brent posted. Look at the hand. Look at the
grabbing the back of the hand, front of the hand.
Yeah, I'm closing out mine.
They're using hands. Oh my god, they're
so awkward.
They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
What to do with my hands? What to do with my hands?
She's grabbing the top of.
It's really awkward, right?
I watched that over with Royce like 5 times the other night. I was like, oh no. You gotta practice that shit.
Oh my god!
Like, I go on top. No, I go on top. No, I go on top.
So, yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, do you think Hillary's gonna pick Bernie?
I haven't had that in a long time, where you have two front runners in the primaries, and then the person who comes in second gets nominated as a vice president.
Trump has to pick his VP. Who's it gonna be?
Also, Bernie Sanders.
If he's smart,
Bernie Sanders.
Kasich?
No, if he's smart, fucking I know her name, and the black Republican girl that everybody loves.
What?
What's her name? She was like the
Secretary of State,
Michelle Obama.
No,
Republican. That would be funny. That would be
oh my god,
that's like
what's
a heel turn move.
Terror, help me out. I know, the
Secretary. Black, yeah, the
Condoleezza Rice.
Thank you.
Yes, Condi.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She would
that
be
would
smart.
Be a great move.
But I thought she wasn't about the life anymore.
She wasn't about the life anymore.
I got out.
Hold on. I love how John, that's very funny. He talked about political stuff like it was the fucking gang. She's not about the life anymore, bro. Yeah.
She got
She's
out.
She's out, bro. She got
she
out.
Out of,
she got out clean.
We only do two days.
Well, seriously, like, where has she been? She's out of the public eye. You know, she's not doing politics anymore.
Yeah, no, she was the Secretary of State, right? For Bush.
For Bush.
So, I mean, I think she just had it. I think she had it with the whole establishment and everything. But if Bush, here's what Bush is going to do. He's probably going to elect as somebody who's a minority, and if he's smart, a Hispanic woman.
Can't wait to see.
Mexican.
I can't wait to see when all this mess is over. Who's going to play Donald Trump in the movie about this? Because this is going to be made into a movie. We all know this, right?
This whole thing is fucking insane.
But you know it's going to be a movie. So who's going to play Donald Trump in the movie about him getting the? Even if he doesn't win president, keep Trump in president now. If he doesn't win, he still did something crazy.
Celebrate good Trump. Come on.
Oh, I was going to say, we
Trump,
can't.
Oh, Trump.
I'm going to be sad when I can't play this button anymore.
It's Obama.
Dutch, it's simple. Just over it. Just do a really bad cut. And be like, celebrate good Donald Trump. Come on.
Celebrate good
Trump.
Come on.
Perfect.
It's
Trumpa.
Celebrate good Robert.
Celebrate
come on.
Celebrate good.
Oh. That was you, John.
Donald.
It's O'Donnell. Donald.
Well, you guys realize that in the next 4 and/or 8 years, it's only ever going to get crazier. We've only opened the floodgates of presidential nominees.
I'm welcome to it because nothing.
And fucking Glenn Beck is now on suicide watch. Did you read about that?
No.
Dude,
he's fucking losing his mind.
He was one of the first guys that
Glenn Beck,
that
suicide watch.
Came out hard against Trump.
Yeah,
as far
as
the Republican side goes.
He was. He was in fucking.
The entire party is in shambles, which I'm hoping after this election, that's when the party will straight up divide and we'll actually have a three-party system from here on out.
I think like the next crazier thing, aside from an actor, like the next political running is going to have some sort of musical artist.
Because this two-party system has gotten dumb, and Trump just might make it a three-party system. Because everybody's so polar divided between all of them. So I would prefer if the Democratic Party would divide and separate, but they're not going to. So whatever, let's just get three parties in there.
Crap, they didn't work. Somebody posted a Photoshop of like the Star Wars scene. The whole "This is how liberty dies" with thunderous applause, and it's a picture of Donald Trump and people cheering. Don't be so fucking dramatic. Fucking stop. Look,
means that they know that he's going to beat Hillary.
I don't like Trump. I really don't. But
I hate Hillary more.
But I agree. I think in many ways I do hate Hillary more, but I mean, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. I've already said it. But
I think I might too.
Yeah, I'll feel better about myself, you know?
Is this pictures of Beck with pie in his face?
Apparently.
I don't know.
I
don't know what story you're talking about. Right now, what's at the top of the news articles of Glenn Beck and Trump is a USA Today story about titled "Glenn Beck After Trump Win, America Won't Elect a GOP President Ever Again."
Glenn Beck in distress warns Indiana before the thing. Don't screw this up. I'll be on suicide watch, is what he said. Glenn Beck rolled his face in Cheetos last week. That's what the picture was. And no one stopped him. Glenn Beck pleaded Indiana voters on Monday, if you guys screw this up, I'll be on suicide watch.
But it's funny, though, like, because we're talking about like conservative political radio. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck completely against Trump. Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh all for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that sounds like a tag team troupe.
Yeah, it does.
I think who's the fourth big guy? Hannity. Also, he's not against Trump. Hannity likes to hedge his bets.
Well, now he has to fucking go all in.
Right.
Because at this point, he's getting the nomination.
Well, the big thing about Hannity, he's great, is he just does nothing but attack liberals. He doesn't really he kind of bides his time.
Right.
And waits to see who's elected, and then he goes in. Whereas the other three guys really got involved very early on. Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought a couple months ago when they announced people running for candidacy that Trump would get this far?
Yeah, I said that when you cut out, John. But it was crazy. It's like, I mean, I'm
because people are sick of it. People are sick of the fucking political system nonsense. So
I don't know if they're. I think the attitude.
No, well, I mean Michael Savage.
I think the
Savage Nation.
I think the attitude and the tone of the nation has changed over the course of Trump's running. Because at first it was like lol, and then it was like, oh, let's do this for the bit, and then it was, hey, he's making some good points. I'm angry, and he's angry.
Ma says Michael Savage's real name was Michael Wiener. He changed his last name.
Is that real?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think I've heard that before.
Oh,
I had no idea.
Oh, he's a blowhard. He. I like to listen to him because I like to get mad.
Right.
So.
He picked that last name?
Savage, bro.
Better than Wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can fucking pick a better fucking last name than that shit.
What about Savage Wiener?
Ooh, that's good.
Dude, Savage Wiener was pretty badass.
Pretty good.
Yeah, hey, there's a Savage Wiener show.
Yeah, instead of changing the Wiener part, he changes the Michael part.
Yeah, he changes the Michael part. He does it
Savage
wrong.
Savage Wiener.
Savage Wiener on the radio.
And coming this August 3rd to the Staples Center in California, I'm coming for you, Savage.
I love the callers to conservative talk shows. Those are my favorite.
Oh, they're the greatest.
You know, God, I just want to say God bless you. I'm over here in West Virginia. And I got to say, God bless America. I fly my Confederate flag. There's nothing wrong with it. It's my pride. And I just want to talk about why Obama got to be taking our guns away. I'll hang up and let you answer.
This is the first time in a long time that, like, when I'm in the car and I have, like, a long drive, I normally listen to, like, sports talk radio because it's just background noise.
Yeah.
But now I'm listening to political talk radio because of how crazy this whole election is.
It's crazy. All of it.
Does Glenn Beck know that rolling your face in Cheetos is not a way to commit suicide?
No, I mean, I hope it has anthrax in it.
I kind of like him too, because how much of an ass he is, but he's good at radio.
Hey, he has a lot of money, man. He's, I mean, whether you agree with him or not, he started his own thing and it's fucking doing really good.
What, the Blaze?
Yeah. He fucking left Fox, started the Blaze, started his own
network.
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, whether you like him or not, you got to respect him as a fucking business guy.
Yeah, very as us being man, in the
very
podcast.
Good radio personality. Yeah. There's certain radio guys that you just hear and you're like, okay.
Yeah, no. I get it. There's some dudes
the
that
the one-man show radio shows, I'm impressed by every single day.
Absolutely.
Like Rush.
Yeah.
Because Rush will have conversations with his producers, but he won't let them on the air. Mm-hmm. So he'll have a one-sided conversation, but it's the most entertaining thing to listen to him and Surdly argue, because you don't hear Surdly at all. You just hear Rush.
Well, I think the thing with that is, like, I could disagree 100% with something they're saying, but if you look at it subjectively, you have to agree when someone's a good radio person. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the way you look at it. Like, I could not agree. Like, Hannity, for example, I don't agree a lot of stuff fucking Hannity says. But he's
great in the radio, man.
But he's a good radio guy. He knows how to do radio, you know?
Maul thinks Glenn Beck is actually secretly gay.
I would not be surprised. You know what? I wouldn't be. That's one of those things where I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what
Beck and his guys are really good at doing is playing audio and doing exactly what we do as far as pausing, making fun of it, and then just keep playing. You know what I mean? Like that whole, they're very funny and entertaining with that kind of stuff. Because any liberal audio or video that they come across, they will dissect it for every, you know, not even on a political stance. They'll just start making fun of people's voices. They're very, very funny.
Yeah. But
name one time we ever made fun of somebody because of the sound of their voice.
Swish. You gave me the easy layup. I mean, that was an easy layup. You said, here you go. You know what? I'm taking the goalie off the net.
Anyways, so that's the one thing I like about that show.
All right, why don't we move on to another story? I don't want to talk politics as long as it gets enraging.
Yeah, Trump is the front runner. How crazy
isn't
is this?
It? It's nuts. Absolutely, I agree. This is fucking nuts
this is
to me.
Out of control.
Yep.
Oh, I want Royce to talk about this one, so I'm going to read it and then let you hang up and I'll let you talk.
Okay.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is. Bob Hoskins' death 2 years ago sends the internet into confusion.
Okay, so Bob Hoskins is the guy who was in the Mario Brothers movie we talked about yesterday and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the main dude. He died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'll never forget.
Now, I see that a couple days ago, it's being posted on Facebook that he died. R.I.P., blah, 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 like so emotional. I love them. He was so great. And
it's
then
like
I go,
he died 2 years
ago.
Yeah,
then I'm like, I'm sure he died 2 years ago. I remember. And then I pull it up and I go, no, he definitely died 2 years ago. And even on someone's that corrected, I just said, he died 2 years ago. She goes, no, that was a hoax. I go, no, he's definitely dead 2 years ago. And then she deleted it. But it's the internet. Well, go ahead and read it. The internet, Twitter lost it because they, this points out to me all that fake emotional stuff. Like people were big fans whenever somebody dies.
Shit. Because if you were, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably started with someone saying, hey, happy, or this is the 2 year anniversary of his death.
Exactly what happened. Saturday, 30th of April marked the second anniversary of the death of actor Bob Hoskins. The star of films, including The Long Good Friday, Mona Lisa, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, died in 2014 at the age of 71 after suffering from pneumonia. On Saturday and Sunday this week, Twitter was filled with tributes from people who seemed to think Bob had only just died, making his name a trending topic.
Yep.
What a bunch of assholes.
People
So people were tweeting things like, not Bob Hoskins, please no, or RIP Bob Hoskins, another sad loss.
If you actually cared, you would have known he died 2 years ago.
That's my point.
I love it. It exposes all these people.
So how did the confusion arise? It seems that lots of people had been viewing the BBC's 2014 news story about Bob Hoskins' death.
So it started trending, an old story.
Probably after fans shared it on social media to mark the anniversary as an influx.
And they read it without clicking it, as happens all the time, and then then it started the whole thing.
As an influx of views made it one of the most read stories on the BBC site, this compounded the confusion as people failed to notice the date on the story being old. Mm-hmm. And this kind of social media led confusion over celebrity deaths is happening with increasing regularity. In recent days, Terry Nutkins started trending as scores of people posted tributes to the naturalist, unaware that he in fact died in 2012. Tony Hart has died on social media at least three times.
Holy shit. Hold on. this is the greatest like troll tool.
Mm-hmm.
The way to combat trolls is to put this stuff out. Just start posting death stories of people who've already died, and see how many of these fake idiots.
And you'll be surprised.
It's a great bit. Dude.
Now I'm not even saying a casual fan, because you know, be like, oh, that's crazy, I can't believe he died. I'm not talking about that.
If you actually cared, you would know.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like, oh, I liked him in Roger Rabbit, I can't believe he died. That's an honest mistake, because maybe you didn't hear that he had died 2 years ago.
Yeah, maybe that's the story.
But I'm talking about the people that are like, I love them so much, he changed my life, and that's the stuff that I was seeing, and I was like, what do you mean he changed? If he was such a life changing figure, you would know if he died. Sorry, African American.
You're just gravitating towards something that is going viral.
Right.
Because it started going viral because of the idiots like you who were the ones commenting on it.
I'm not an idiot.
No, the proverbial you. You are an idiot, but also.
I'm not an idiot.
Also, the proverbial you. Were you?
Hmm. Well, speaking of idiots.
I love that, by the way. That's hilarious.
Yep.
Who are we going to pick to resurge the death of for. I don't know, next month.
Who died recently?
Well, not recently.
It has to be 2 years ago.
You have to find an anniversary death.
Ago, right.
It has to be somebody obscure, because like everyone would catch on to like Michael Jackson.
Okay. The guy who hung himself accidentally. Remember that was like a three.
David Carradine.
He died too long ago.
People would know that it's fake because that was such a funny story, because it was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Good point.
Robin Williams, too big. Too big.
Yeah, you can't go too big because people will remember that shit.
Someone that someone would remember but don't really know. It's attached to something that they would know, but they don't know him. Kind of like with this guy.
Oh, shit. The fucking principal from Breakfast Club.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. What's his name?
That's not a bad idea.
That's a good one, John.
Did he die?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. How long ago?
Fuck. Like 2010?
Okay, that's actually good. That's perfect.
That's a good one.
That's a good... Well, we would need to write an article and stuff first. We couldn't just say it.
No. You don't write an article. You find an existing one.
Ah, good point.
And share it.
Yeah, and see if just, people read
and then
it.
All of us need to start sharing it.
And you have
and
to...
see how much...
You have
how
to share
many
it,
reshares we get.
You have to share it vaguely, like, you know, miss
don't
you.
Don't put anything
or, like,
on there.
You know, missing you or something where you don't specify when he died.
So here's what we do. Just share the article. Don't put anything down and see how many reshares you get on your
or just say rest
social
in peace.
Media page.
Rest in peace could be at any point in time. R.I.P.
There you go. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a nice little misleading thing. I like that.
And see how
Corey, Brent says Corey Feldman. Nah, that just happened too.
Yeah, I think people would know that. I think that was pretty
that
big.
Would be good a year from now.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Moss says Brittany Murphy. Nah.
I think that's still pretty memorable.
No, Brittany Murphy might work.
The principal from... What's his actual name? Yeah, I have no idea.
I can look it up.
Yeah, look it up. The principal from...
Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's a
that
pretty decent
happened.
One.
That's too big.
Well, you have to wait it out.
If you won an Academy Award, no. He's too big. He won an Academy Award. You can't use him.
But yeah, that guy, it was just obscure enough... To where
Leonard Nimoy Mall says, no, too big. Star Trek was too huge.
Everybody was talking about that. But that guy, that's a perfect example of someone who's just big enough, but not that big to where people are acting like they actually gave a fuck.
All right, we'll figure it out. But here's some other good news if you like the Daredevil TV show.
Paul Gleason.
Okay.
Marvel's The Punisher spinoff ordered by Netflix. So the Punisher has his own spinoff.
Hey, there you go, Shane.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
He was... Here, sorry.
It's official. The Punisher is getting his own TV series. EW has learned that Marvel has ordered a brand new spinoff featuring Jon Bernthal as Frank Castle, a vigilante character introduced in Daredevil Season 2. Marvel's The Punisher is the
sixth
series.
I hate this lady's voice.
She's too excited.
Collaboration between Netflix and Marvel Television, which includes the upcoming Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and The Defenders, along with Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Jeez. All that to say, The Punisher is likely to be all kinds of good. For more on this series,
all kinds of good.
It's going to be like the best, guys.
She is way too excited about this.
It is. It's a little
ridiculous. Have you seen The Punisher?
I had a Cosmo with John Bernthal, and he let me go down on his wang.
Oh, my God. Like,
I'm sitting in a lake of pushy juice because that's how excited I am.
I just finished a rail of Coke, and I'm just stuck on this Jessica Jones. Have you guys seen it?
I just finished mensing out, and now it's time for a girls' night out.
I just switched between wine and coffee all day long.
I just had a coffee enema.
I just got acquitted of all my sex charges.
I live off of gummy bears.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I can taste colors. Punisher's back.
Oh, my God. It's hump day.
Don't you just love it? You can marathon through a whole season in 2 hours.
I just found out what I would do for a Klondike bar.
Absolutely anything.
The demons are eating my soul. Coming up next on Netflix, Daredevil.
Oh, my God. Pumpkin spice lattes are back.
I just found out you can do a quadruple shot of espresso in my Starbucks.
I'm repressing being molested. Daredevil's back on Netflix.
Oh, whoa.
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
I haven't slept in 72 hours.
Just got sad.
When I was a child, I killed 3 stray cats. Punisher's here.
I just found out my biological parents adopted me.
Shut up, you energetic idiot.
I just found the McRibs back. Love.
Did you guys know you can have breakfast all day at McDonald's?
I just saved $50 on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
And I don't even have a car.
I accidentally drank 7 5-hour energies.
Is likely to be all kinds of good. For more on this series and tons of other TV news, check out EW.
I just finished paying all my taxes.
Can we back up and hear her?
Sure, I would love to. Let's start it from the beginning. It's only 30 seconds anyway.
I have to file 7 years of back taxes!
Punisher is getting his own TV series. EW has learned that Marvel has ordered a brand new spinoff featuring Jon Bernthal as Frank Castle, a vigilante character introduced in Daredevil Season 2. Marvel's The Punisher is a 6th series ordered.
I just found out that I'm easily replaced in this job.
Netflix and Marvel Television, which includes the upcoming Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and The Defenders, along with Jessica Jones and Daredevil. All that to say, The Punisher is likely to be all kinds of good. For more on this series and tons of other TV news, check out EW.com.
She's fucking way too energetic for her job.
I don't know. I think she has the right amount of energy.
Because she feels that if she doesn't give enough energy, that they're just gonna she's gonna have to go back to her coffee slinging job.
Wow, she really is annoying. All right, this fake Target account has been attacking transphobic people, and it's great.
Oh no!
So somebody made a fake Target customer service Facebook thing.
Uh-huh.
A fake customer service account pretending to be the U.S. superstore Target has been putting transphobic people in their place. The store introduced an inclusive restroom and changing policy last month, which allowed trans people to use the facilities of the gender they identified with. Since then, it has faced a barrage of abuse and threatened several boycotts. Taken to social media, a number of small-minded individuals have attacked the store for its policy and said they no longer plan to shop there. This is where Target customer service steps in. The parody account has been putting people in their place. Somebody wrote to this fake Target account, made a bad call on letting male say they female in bathroom done with Target. Customer service, Maryland. Made a bad call letting you pass fourth grade. Hope that this helps. Now, remember, these people actually think it's Target responding to them.
That's great.
How did they get a customer service account? Is it just called customer service and then they put a Target logo as their profile picture?
Right. No, it says Target, too.
You see how it says Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone just made a Facebook account and then
and
just
it's trolling
the
Target.
Top name.
It's trolling Target, real and Target then, comments.
It's a great bit.
As for
oh
me,
God, and, can we so start doing that?
As for me and my family, we will not be shopping at your store ever again. I hope the transgendered patronize your store wholeheartedly, but I'm sure you've lost more than they will spend. Customer service. Perhaps, but it does seem like the average literacy rate of our customers will improve once people such as yourself stop coming by.
Dude. Hilarious. Oh, my God. That's fucking. This is
that
great.
That is great trolling right there. That's grade A trolling.
Professional. Sarah to Target.
I love it.
Sarah.
This has to be a group.
Sarah to Target will not shop at Target due to their new bathroom policy and their compliance with Shahira rules. I don't know how that's true. Customer service, Sarah. We don't know what we don't know who Shahira is, but she's welcome to use whichever restroom she feels most comfortable with. We suggest that you mind your own goddamn business and let her do her thing. Hope that helps.
You think Target is just allowing this to happen?
Well, they can't stop it. I'm sure it probably happened like in a very short amount of time, within like 2 hours.
This is great.
Guy just hit everything.
This is great.
I want to see, like, after the customer service response, I want to see if there's like any rebuttals to the person at that customer service.
Here's another great one. Mike to Target. Thank God Walmart still wants my business. Later, Target. Then Walmart replies, "Hi, Mark. We don't want your business." He made a fake Walmart account too. Harold Newhouse to Target. I will got to Walmart before I ever go to any of your establishments ever again. Target toilet support replies, "Not sure you'll be going anywhere with your head so far up your own ass." Target toilet support is great. Target toilet support. Oh, fuck.
Anonymous is getting bored. Because that's a three-pronged attack that they had to do right there.
Ask here if something, DD Stone to Target. Ask here if something is okay. Example, "I feel comfortable taking a poo in the cereal aisle. Is that okay?" Target toilet support, "I see your mother and father raised you well. Are they cousins?"
Wow.
This is brilliant. Tom Crane to Target, "Your decisions regarding transgender people using the restroom of their choice with no regard for the feelings or safety of the majority is your business. Because of it, you will have none of my business." Target toilet support, "Bye, Felicia."
Nice.
That's a good reference.
Dude, all this is literally the best type of trolling you could possibly see.
Highbrow trolling?
These guys are professionals at it.
Sorry.
Adding in the fucking...
Like if you were to pay for a troll to do trolling on the internet, this is it. This is the high class.
They would go to the Olympics
package
with this type of trolling.
It would be the platinum package or the diamond level,
right?
Trolling. It only hurts the bad people. The good people are getting a laugh out of it. Target's getting some free publicity. It's a win-win.
Brilliant.
Target did the right thing, man. They're all over the news, and I don't care what people say. People don't stop shopping there. Stop it. They're so fucking stupid.
Would you say they made themselves a Target?
Marie.
Boo! Boo, Wendy!
Shut up,
boo,
Marie!
Boo, Wendy touched a burger. Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy!
They should really...
Cool story, Hazel.
They should really try to get that...
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
They should really try to get that bullseye off their back.
It's a job!
I didn't even say anything.
I know. It was that bad. It was like your level of bomb, but it was Marie.
Boy, are there Boy, are their outfits red. Hey, how many more bombs you got?
That's it. That's all we got. We're out of bombs.
Oh, boy.
We're done. All right.
That one.
That's funny. I'm funny.
All right, what?
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can!
I'm really excited to tell you about Punisher!
Babe, what's all this about McDonald's testing out a new garlic fries in the Bay Area?
Go ahead, pull
what?
It on.
Garlic fries?
Which yep. Bay
Are you
Area?
Kidding?
What?
Oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever to happen in my life. Go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to post the link in there so you guys can scroll through and post your pictures as you see fit. Because I need to know what Bay Area they're talking about. Are they talking about the Tampa Bay Area or the San Francisco Bay Area? All right. The made-to-order fries are tossed in a puree mix of garlic, olive oil, Parmesan cheese, parsley, and salt, and they were officially announced on Tuesday.
Fuck, those sound good.
Sorry.
Looks like the food trend of locally sourced ingredients has made its way to McDonald's. The fast food chain is experimenting with creating menu items with regional flavors and food and has been testing the fries locally since April 18th. McDonald's is using garlic from Christopher Ranch based in Gilroy for the puree mix. Where the fuck is this? They're naming things without a state.
Dude,
How amazing are McDonald's fries to begin with? Let's just follow.
You're right. I love
one,
McDonald's
right?
fries.
It's better ever since Imagine. Wendy's fucked up their shit.
Garlic with that.
Oh.
If all goes well, the fries will be available at nearly 250 McDonald's locations in the Bay Area as of August, according to the press release.
When are they going to go national?
I don't know.
Well,
so far,
I guess the test market for right
it
now.
It has to be San Francisco. I just looked at the domain. It says sfgate.com. They are fucking assholes for continuously calling it the Bay Area without specifying which bay.
Well,
it could be Baltimore Bay.
And I guess
Chesapeake Bay.
We'll figure out next week.
People say Bay Area, they usually mean Oakland / San Francisco.
Not in Florida. It's the Tampa Bay Area.
We'll figure out next week. We're going, yeah, guys. Show's over. Hope everyone had a good time.
Wait, we're dumping out?
Yeah, no, we're done. We've done 2 hours. We've been live for 1 hour and 59 minutes and 32 seconds, sir.
What the fuck? We were just talking about fries.
I know. How great are fries? All right. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Cousin Joe tomorrow.
If Brett wants to know, he said he has a good question. What are the top five bays? Go.
Tampa. San Francisco.
Mandalay.
Seasoning.
Mandalay is a good one.
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, no, old.
Old.
And, Mediterranean.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
That's not a bay. That's a sea, you dumb fuck.
What about Bay Bay?
Damn it. Yeah, there you go. Bay.
All right, B-A-E. All right, Cousin Joe tomorrow. Rorschach and Doc on the weekend. Sully Show on the weekend. Check out all the shows. We're out of here.
All right. Dude.